Sometimes goal setting can seem a little overrated. Maybe you try to write your goals down. Maybe you type them up. Maybe you accomplish those goals. Maybe you don't. But a lot of times people do not reach their goals. Why is that? When is the best time to even set a goal? In today's podcast, we are going to discuss the best time to set your goals. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, sharing mindful tips on homeschool, wellness, and making money online. Learning how to be confident and comfortable in your own skin. Mindful living one day at a time. Are you ready to create the life that you want? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So, according to Brian Tracy, 3% of Americans have written goals, and then less than 1% actually review and rewrite goals daily. I'll make sure I provide the link to that article. It's quite interesting. So by now, you should know why your goals are not coming to pass. You should know why, when you set those goals, why it just seems like it's not working for you. So we're not going to dive deep into that per se, but we are going to talk about the best time to set your goals. Because there are some good times that you can actually hone in on what you want to accomplish and then move in that direction to get those manifested in your life. Tangibly, physically manifested. So the best time to set your goals, number one, is at the beginning of the year. So whatever that year looks like to you, some people, of course, carry on with the Gregorian calendar and just carry on with the first of the year, January being the first beginning of the year. So people like to set goals during that time. There are others that like to begin, really officially say it's a new year in March. So just depending on when you look at it as being the technically for you, the beginning of the year. So setting your goals at the beginning of the year, whatever that looks like to you, can be a lot of work at times because you're setting up a big expectation for the entire 12 months. But it can be very beneficial because you are projecting how you want the entire year to look like. So doing that first thing can actually help you and give you some time to actually see those things come into play, come into action throughout the year. Now, number two, the best time to set your goals could be the end of the quarter. So maybe you want to do the beginning of the year, but then, okay, the end of the quarter is now. You see that these 3 months have not worked the way you planned. So then you want to, you know, make it a little adjustment and say, okay, the end of the quarter, I see what's not working. That's a good time, a good opportunity to go ahead and catch those things that are not working right now before it gets too far gone. So the end of the quarter, that's a good way to reset. Maybe you put too much on your plate in January. Maybe by the end of March, you're going to take some things off and maybe say, okay, maybe I'll just hold off on this for the next quarter, or however you want to break it up. I've found too that it is more doable when you actually have those goals broken up in chunks. You may have an overall goal, overall things you want to get accomplished throughout the year, but then you break those up into smaller chunks to see, okay, how can I get those done in these few months, in these few months, in these few months? That way, it's more doable and makes more sense, and you're taking a lot of pressure off of your plate. Because how many of you know we always, and you know you've done this, we always put too much on our plate, and then we are left so, disappointed because we didn't get everything done. When from the first thing, from the beginning, you put too much on your plate. So you're setting yourself up to fail when you don't have those actionable goals and something that is attainable that you can actually work through, not just write those down one time and then toss them to the side, but you have to look at them. You have to really, hone in on what you want to accomplish. Number three, the best time to set your goals is mid-year. So a perfect way, 6 months after 6 months, to evaluate how those 6 months went for you. Was it beneficial? Was it productive? Did I meet my financial goal? Did I meet my client goal? Did I get enough things accomplished in my homeschool? What is it am I doing? Am I doing anything? Because if it's 6 months and you haven't done anything, then obviously something didn't happen at the beginning of the year. Obviously you allowed life to hit and you got sidetracked. That's why it's imperative to keep that stuff in front of you. That way you can review, more often. The guy, Brian Tracy, says, review and rewrite goals daily. I don't know many people that do that. If you do, wow, that's awesome. I'm not saying that you should do that. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But again, we can't put our bodies in this stress response where we're stressing ourselves out. But you want to put things on your plate, put things somewhere where you can look at it and it's doable, and you're freaking yourself out about it. All right, so number four, the best time to set your goals is in September. September can be like a do-over for some people. I know when I was in this, it was more like a mastermind group club. In September, we talked a lot about September, just using that as a refresher. That also could be your mid-year point if you start in March as your beginning of the year. So a lot of times too, the kids have gone back to school, and then maybe it's just you again, and if you feel like maybe you're starting fresh, or if you homeschool, maybe you may start. I know one homeschool mom that I've talked to and we've connected over the years, that she starts after Labor Day. And that's something that's cool and that's worked for their household. So a lot of times in September, you may have, the less of the rush too before the holidays, before the big holidays that people just go crazy over. So it may be the perfect time for you to set your goals. And also just to see, okay, it's September. I got a few more months left. Let's finish strong. Let's get it to it. Let's do it. So that may be a great time for you to set your goals. And number five, the end of the year. The end of the year, and as my stomach growls, it's time to eat. The end of the year can be a summation, a sum, like sum it up, close it, close the books. A lot of times in accounting, you're getting everything closed up and you are evaluating everything and seeing what worked over the last few months And that may be the perfect time for you to get ready for the new year and see how you want the next year. What's your next year projection? How's it going to be? How much do you want to sell? Like, how many t-shirts you want to sell? How many clients do you want to see? What you want to do with your blog? A lot of things. So that may be something. And I know these five things that I've given you, the beginning of the year, the end of the quarter, mid-year, September, end of year, they don't have to go in order. Like, if you start something, say, in June, you decide you want to start a business, or you decide to, you know, start something fresh, you can, wherever you start, you can have that be your beginning of the year. It doesn't have to go in order the way our calendars run, because everybody's household is different. If you're listening to this podcast, you see the world different, because this is not an ordinary podcast. If you're this is your first time, if you go back and listen to the things that I've talked about, I mean, they're still pretty, I would say, maybe still pretty conservative in what I say. But this is not an ordinary podcast. So the way you view your world, you start there. You start there. I'll tell you that I started really blogging again and incorporating, I moved my podcast to howtoliveintime.com. And I did that in October, but I officially started focusing on monetizing that in November. So let's see. So really, this is like 6 months, really. Started in October, and then as you are listening to this podcast, it's March, the end of March. So this would really be my mid-year evaluation, because I started the blog in October, in which I have been mentally, I just thought about it. Thank you. I just thought about mentally, I've been in that space. So the universe is shifting and my mind is working in that direction of, because I've been asking those questions about how to transition this blog. And I have a plan for my blog. I actually have a 5-year plan for my blog, and that's something we didn't talk about. But there's so many things that you can do. So you can take out a piece of paper, and then you can write down these five, the beginning of the year, end of quarter, mid-year, September, end of year. And, you know, you can actually put some space in between them, or if you want to put them on a separate piece of paper, however you want to, however it works for you. Or if you feel more confident in typing them out, you can do that as well. But you can go ahead and put down some goals under each one. And then set your timer. You can put it on your calendar if you use some type of online calendar, or if you use your phone, and set those dates. And go ahead and say you can start today. And that way you can start your year now, and have next March, you have an evaluation next March, you have something in next quarter, you have something mid-year. That's September, you know, September, however you want to do that, however you want to section that. And then instead of going into September, we can wait till a few months after and go to, let's see. All right. So then November. So instead of, you could start now, and then you can do next March, and then you can do the end of the next quarter, and then you can do the mid-year, your mid-year would be in September. And then you can wait till November to adjust. And then the end of your year could be the next March. However you want to do it, you know. I'm just giving you some ideas. But the bottom line is just to start. And if you just want to start here and do just quarterly goals, you can do that too. But I'm just trying to give you some ideas just to get things started. You know, a lot of times we get so caught up in the mechanics of everything. We just start. Just start. Whatever that looks like to you, just start. It doesn't have to be all, you know, get all crazy. But I want you just to pick something and just pick a system, or pick a way that works for your schedule and put those goals in motion. Make sure that they are doable, that it makes sense. You don't put too much on your plate. And if you want to go into all the SMART goals things, you can do that too. But just keep it simple. You know, just that's the main thing, keeping things simple. I'll make sure I provide the link to that article that I found about just talking about the written goals and just a small percentage of people that actually write their goals daily. And it kind of gets into why people don't goal set. You can read more of that on your own. It's an interesting article that you might want to check it out. So I'll make sure I provide the link in the actual show notes. Also, don't forget, and I'll conclude this as well, if you would like 3 journal prompts, and these journal prompts are an intro to the Body Love Mindset, a 365-day meditation journal. I'll provide the link. You opt in, you get those journal prompts. Very helpful. Also, it gives you more information too, how you can get my guided meditation. So it's an audio, it's very helpful, very simple. It's only 5 minutes. I'm sure you have 5 minutes of your day where you can actually sit down, get quiet, and tune in. All right. A lot of times, especially now, people are not tuning in to themselves. They're just going through the motions. So I want you to be able to get back into yourself, learning how to live more mindfully. Mindful living one day at a time. Start today and be your best self today. Until next time, learn to love and learn to serve.